Okay. We're in Ksubis Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, 41:8-2. And this, in the Schattenstein is the bottom of the first column. 41:8-2. Okay. The Mishnah said, let's see what we're up to now in the Gemara, about the middle of the page. Okay? Middle of the page. For you, it's 41:8-2, the bottom of the first column. Okay? The Mishnah basically, as far as what's relevant here, was a very interesting concept. The Gemara said, there's a difference between mamon and knas, between money and fine. Definition of a fine is, you don't pay the monetary value of it. Right? That's the definition of a knas. There's no set fee. Like you say, if you steal something, you pay double, so the double is a fine, because there's no set amount. I break your window, that's monetary, whatever the window costs is what I pay. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, made a knas, if somebody admits a knas, like you steal something, so if you get caught, you have to pay double. But if you come to Bezdin first and say that I stole it, so then you don't pay kafel, right? But if it's monetary, if I break your window, even if I come to Bezdin and say I broke your window, I still have to pay. Right? That was the Gemara until now. So now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said it then, that if somebody steals, so the principal, that's money that you have to pay back. The double, the kafel, you don't pay back because it's knas. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to quote a different argument that they're going to bring our Mishnah's proof. Palganazik, Itma, we learned like this. Palganazik, it's a very simple concept. We know the Torah says like this. If an ox gores another ox, there's a difference between a tam and a mu'ud. The first three times an ox gores another ox, they only pay half. Okay? Torah says you pay half. After three times, the ox becomes what's called a mu'ud. Then if it gores another ox, you pay full damages. Okay? So now the question is like this. When an ox gores the first three times, he pays half damages. Is that monetary or knas? Now, l'cheder would be knas because you're not paying
the value
because you're paying half the value. You're not paying what you damaged. Right? So is it mamein or is it knas? And the Gemara explains it, the argument. Palgan azika. The half of damages that a tam pays when he hurts another animal, yeah? Now, Papa Ahmed, if Papa says, Palgan azika mamaina, it's monetary payments. Okay, it's not a penalty, and the Gemara is going to explain why. But Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Amar, but Rav Huna the son of Rav Yeshua says no. Palga nazika knasa. Okay, what's the difference? Practically speaking, you pay half anyway. What's the difference if it's mamon or knas? What are they arguing? So self understood based on what we just learned. If it's, let's say my ox killed your ox, and before it was brought to Beis Din, I run to Beth and admit the guilt. Admit the guilt. So if it's mamon, I have to pay it anyway. If it's knas, I don't pay it because I was maida. Right? That's the difference. I mean, you still have to pay 50%. The only question is, if I admit the guilt before Beth Din catches me, yeah, then I only pay, then if it's knas, I don't pay at all. If it's money, you pay it. Right? And the Gemara explains, what's the logic of the argument? Why does one person say it's money? Why does one person say it's knas? It explains very logical like this. That Papa Amar, Palgan Azika Mamena. It's really monetary damages. It's not punitive. It's not a fine. Why not? Because he holds like this. Stam Shvarim Lav Becheske Shimur Kaima. The truth is, oxen are not considered guarded. They're wild animals. So they're not considered animals that you watched. So therefore, Bedin who really Mishalim Kuli, you should pay the whole damage. Because you were negligent. You should have taken care of your ox. Why are you paying only half? So he says, V'rachmanu d'chai soleh, the Torah had pity on the guy, da'kati l'yayitur, because the ox still hasn't been warned yet. In other words, like this. The Torah says, Why does the Tom pay half? Because the guy wasn't warned yet. You know, my ox killed somebody once. It happens. What do you want me to do? Okay? After three times, the Torah says, then you got a goring ox over here. Chazaka, right? Three times. You better take care of your ox. You don't take care of your ox, you're going to pay full damages. But the Rapapa says no. The truth is, even the first time you're supposed to pay full damages. Because your ox is not considered tame. You have to watch it. Why is the Torah lenient? Because the Torah says, you know what? Your ox wasn't warned yet. You weren't warned yet. Okay, we'll let you pay half. But what is really the damages? It's really a monetary damage. The Torah just let you off easy that you can pay half damages. But it's really a monetary damage that you have to pay. He says, Avon Ibn Rav Shomer says, no. Pagan Nezika Knossa. Why? He says like this. Ksavad Stam Shvarim Bechaz Keshimer Kaime. Stam Aksin is not damaging. They're really considered guarded. In other words, you don't have to assume that an ox is going to go around killing another ox. And therefore, you shouldn't pay at all. Because why is he only negligent? I'll explain this whole thing in a second. But the Torah fined him, penalized him. They should watch his ox from here on. Okay? Meaning like this. The argument of the Gemara is an ox not being watched. Okay? Do we assume it's going to gore another ox? Or do we assume it's not going to gore another ox? We don't want to find any ox, every ox just going around goring animals. Okay? So one opinion says like this. Stam ox, plain ox, is considered guarded. Means, let's do one more step over here that I should have mentioned first. My ox kills your ox. What does it have to do with me? I didn't do it. Why am I liable for my ox? I said, if I broke your window, I have to pay.
It's your property.
So what does that mean? By the way, if my kid breaks your window, in Torah terms, under bar mitzvah, I don't have to pay. Huh. I don't have to pay. If my kid under bar mitzvah breaks, now today you do because Din de Malchus, the civil law demands it. But technically, my kid breaks your window, I don't have to pay. I did it, I didn't do it.
And TV times?
Huh?
Even TV
times? He's like a behemoth.
Depends if it was warned or not.
It's only for the animals, this concept?
Yeah.
Not for the people, yeah?
Not for people. Now, the question is like this. Stam ox. Why if my ox gores your ox, do I have to pay? Because I'm responsible to guard my ox. Now, but if there's an assumption that ox just don't go around killing things, that means, really, I don't have to assume my ox is going to go out and kill somebody. Okay? So if that's the case, I really shouldn't pay anything when my ox kills your ox. Why do I have to pay? Because I'm responsible. But if my ox doesn't go around goring things, why should I be responsible for what my ox does? So really, I shouldn't pay anything. But the Torah comes along and says, you know what? I'm going to give you a fine. You're going to pay half damages and take care of your ox. Okay? The other opinion, that's the second opinion. Therefore, the second opinion holds it's a kanas. Because most oxen don't go around, it's called Cheskes Shimur. They're watched, they don't go around killing people or animals. So therefore, I really shouldn't pay anything because how am I supposed to assume my animal's gonna go kill somebody? So then half payment is knas. The other opinion says no. Regular oxen are not guarded. I mean, on their own, they would go out and kill things. Yeah? So really, you should pay everything. Because you should have watched your ox. Yeah? But the Torah says, the first few times, we won't hold you liable for it. So then the half damage is really monetary. Because really you should be paying the whole thing. The Torah has pity on you and says, you know what, because your axe wasn't watched, you pay half damages. So the Gemara explains, this is the difference between the first opinion, which is Rapapa, who says half damages is money, and Rav Huna b'nei Rav Yeshua says it's knas. What's the difference halachically? If you're Maida, before, if you admit, before Bezin, if it's money, you have to pay it. If it's knas, you don't have to pay it.
How can one say is Cheskat Shimur, one say Cheskat is not Shimur? It is yes or no? This is like a fact. Yes or no? Some cities are like this, some cities are not like that.
Ox is generally considered to be a domesticated animal.
So yes or no?
Because they use them for plowing and things.
The question is,
their nature.
In other words, like this. Yeah, you can't have an argument and a fact. Are they or aren't they? Right? So the answer is, they're a little bit. I'm saying, really, that's the explanation over here. They're not like something for sure is going to damage, but there's a possibility they'll damage. Okay? So the question is that called, they'll do it, or they called to not do it?
How, that possibility, how much is it? Yes or no?
Right. In other words, that, let's say choose a number, I don't know if that, let's say it's 25% chance they'll do it. So one opinion says, 25% chance they're not gonna do it. Okay? Now when they do it, you really shouldn't pay anything. Torah says, fine, pay 50%. From now on, you should watch your ox. The other opinion says, no, 25% means you got to watch him. You got to watch him. Right? If it would be 75% chance that he do it, everybody agrees that, then you have to watch it. Like after three times, the Torah says, yeah, buddy, you got to watch your animal. You got a goring animal over here. It's not 25% anymore. It's probably 95% that'll do it. So the question is that 25%, I'm just throwing out the number, let's say, 25%, is that considered making the owner responsible to watch his ox properly?
And the Torah says sure, it's only sure, any animals.
Any animal.
Because some animals are crazy, no?
Yeah, but sure. No, there's a difference. The ox gores, right? The marshal, if an ox goes into somebody else's field and eats, then it's full damages right away, the first time. The only animal that the Gemara uses the example of goring, is shenogach. Sheep don't do it. Goats don't do it. The only ones that do it, a big behemoth, like a shor. But the question over here is it common or is it not common? It's a little bit possible. One opinion says it makes it common enough that you have to watch it. And therefore, really, you should pay the whole damages, monetary. But because it's the first time, the Torah says, you know, I have pity on you. Right? The other opinion says, no. Normally, I shouldn't be responsible at all for my ox. The Torah says, pay a fine, you should watch your ox from now on.
No, my question is, this is talking about the shore that is like neutral?
No, it's sure there's a new, we don't know anything about the shore yet.
Those shore like in Spain that they do like those crazy things?
No. The Gemara talks about, not here, in Bava Kama, the Gemara talks about an ox which is made for such things, rodeos and these things, yeah, have a chazaka being,
Goring.
I'll give you another example. The Gemara over there discusses also, I sell you an, now what's worth more? A goring ox that you're only buying to shecht and eat the meat, yeah? Or an axe to plow. What's worth more?
Plow.
Right. Plow. Eventually you could shecht it anyway. Yeah. So meanwhile you get the benefit of work. And the Gemara talks over there, there's Ladadia, you know, that it's made for like a rodeo, that it's a gore, they're trained to gore. So such an axe, people don't buy, unless if they're on a rodeo. But they don't buy it only to shecht. You know, the Gemara defends you, but there are different oxen that are good. Those oxen are moved right away. The question over here is, what's the story? Is it the normal ox? Yeah, goring or not goring? Okay. So how does this get into our Gemara? Because the Mishnah was talking about Meida B'Knas Potter, and if so, the Gemara is going to ask a question from our Mishnah now, but or soon. So the question, the Gemara statement was half Nezikin. One opinion says it's Knas, and one opinion says it's money. Okay, so now it says, Tadan, we learned in the Mishnah, okay, in Bava Kam, it says like this, Hanizik v'amazik v'tashlumin, that the guy that got damaged, the Nizik, Mazik, the one that damaged, are both involved in the payment. Okay? In other words, when there's half payment, we're going to see an exact, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. When my ox kills your ox, I pay part and you pay part. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. It says like this. Bishleim alamandi amar pavgan nezika mameina. That's according to the opinion that says half damages is only monetary. Then you could say nizik bitashlumin, that the nizik has to pay. The ox was killed, right? He also suffers payment. Because what did the Gemara say before? If you hold half payment for an ox that gores is monetary, why is it monetary? Really, you should be paying the whole thing. Because your ox needs to be guarded, and you didn't guard your ox. So if it goes out and gores somebody, they really should be paying the whole thing. The Torah has pity on you and says, oh, come on, the first time. So if that's monetary, then it makes sense that the goring ox loses the mazik and the nizik loses. I lose money because I have to pay half your damages. You lose money because you're only getting half your damages. Right? Correct? That makes sense. But but if you hold half the penalty, half the payment is only penalty, he shouldn't be getting anything. Can you say he's involved in the payment? In other words, like this. Means like this. When you say a guy is giving a payment, what does it mean? Really, you should get it. But he's giving a part of it. Yeah? Really, I should be getting more. So I'm giving up half. Okay? So he says like this. If you hold Pauga Nezika Knosso, that means, like the Gemara explained, really you shouldn't be getting anything. Really, I shouldn't pay you anything. The Torah gives me a fine that I have to pay it. Right? So really, should you be getting anything? No. So why are you giving up payment? You're not giving up anything. You should be getting nothing.
Who, the Mazik or
the Nizik? The Nizik. Okay, let's take this, like they say, slow. No, it's not hard. It's to use your brain. A shor damages somebody, another ox, not a person. A shor damages another shor. Okay? First three times you pay half damages. That's what the Torah says clearly. Now, the half damages the Gemara discussed is an argument whether it's monetary or fine. What's the difference? If an ox normally doesn't go around killing ox, another animal. Therefore, when my ox kills your ox, okay, what do you want from me? I didn't do it. I'm not liable to watch my ox because my ox normally, ox doesn't go around killing other people. Right? So why should I be responsible? So really I shouldn't pay for anything. Yeah? Torah says, you know what? You're right, but we're going to give you a fine that you're going to pay half. You know what? Take care of your ox. Okay? The other opinion says, no. The ox needs to be guarded. you didn't guard your ox. So really, you should pay the whole damage. The Torah says, you know what? I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit. After all, it's the first time your ox did it. I'm going to let you off the hook and make you pay half. Correct? Mm. Yeah. Got that straight? That's straight. Now, a Mishnah Bava Kama says the following. That when an ox kills another ox, both end up paying. What do you mean both end up paying? The mazik means the one that did it, the owner of that ox, and the nizik is the owner of the ox that got damaged. Mazik is the one that does it, nizik is the one that the damage happened to. Right? And the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, both end up paying half. They both end up paying half. So Gemara is 1 second. If the opinion is that half damages are really monetary, which means you should be paying the whole thing to the Nizik, but you're only paying half. So that makes sense. I'm paying half, and you're paying half.
How do I pay half?
Because you should have gotten the whole thing.
You're only paying half of it.
Right?
You half of it.
I should have paid you the whole thing.
I'm only paying half.
I'm only paying half.
And what about me?
You're also paying half.
Why is he only getting reimbursed half of what he
because
wants?
Because I'm only paying half.
Well, he's not paying, but he's not getting reimbursed for the half that is half. He lost the whole lot.
That means he's suffering half. So he has to pay half. It's like you're paying half. That makes sense, right?
Half and half.
Okay. I'm paying half, and you're paying half, because I really should have paid you the whole thing.
Why? Is that his fault? The guy is...
Okay, but you can't... 25 minutes, right? Now, but if you hold that half damage is a knas, which means, really I shouldn't pay you anything. Because why would my ox, whatever, my ox is a nice guy. It's a nice animal, it doesn't go around killing. I really shouldn't pay you anything. So the Torah says pay him half. So who's the fine, for me or for you?
Paying half is for you.
Right, I shouldn't be paying anything.
Are you paying half?
Right. Now, are you paying anything?
No.
Because you should have got nothing. Right? So you're not paying anything. Yes? Why does the Mishnah say I'm paying and you're paying?
You still lost the value of the ox.
Huh?
Still lost the value of the ox.
So what? But you really should be getting nothing. Right?
So you should have lost the whole value.
A guy's the ox dies. An ox just dies. Yeah? Now you're paying nothing. Your animal dies. It's finished. Yeah? But if I should be paying you nothing when my ox kills your ox... And the Torah says, you know what? I'm giving you a fine just that you should watch your ox a little bit better. So then you're not paying anything. Right? Why does the Mishnah in Bava Kama say, I pay half and you pay half, you're not paying half? So which implies, the Mishnah seems to imply, that half the payment is not a fine. It's really monetary that I should be paying you the whole thing. The Torah has pity on me to pay half. So therefore, I'm paying half and you're paying half. That makes sense.
So it's a proof that it's mamon.
It's a proof that it's mamon.
It's not a knas, yeah?
Kenas. Right. It's not knas.
Oh, that's why it is.
Because if it would be knas, then
half.
You're not paying anything. I shouldn't be paying you anything. Torah says pay him half. But that's not because I owe you the money. The Torah says you pay half because you did something wrong. But you're not paying anything. So why does the Mishnah say both are paying? So the Gemara answers, you're right. They nitzrecha ela lebchas nevela. Okay? Now, it's speaking when the carcass starts depreciating, goes down in value. Meaning like this. My ox kills your ox. Your ox is dead. Yeah? Now, by the time we get to court, you know, once a dead body starts decomposing and, yeah? So let's say it takes even a few days to get to court. Yeah? between the time my ox killed your ox, yeah? And let's say now the carcass is worth $50. By the time it gets to the court, it's going to be worth only $40. Yeah? That's what you're paying. Chas Nevela means the difference from the time the animal was killed until it gets to court, the depreciation of the dead body of the carcass of the animal, that's what you're paying.
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
It could take a month to take to the court.
No, this is, what do you think, this is America? You think America takes 10 years to get to court?
Okay, then by then the thing is worth nothing, pennies. So they got to pay in pennies?
First of all, it wasn't worth pennies, it was worth the meat. Not for a Jew, but they can sell it to a guy for meat.
No, it should be the value of when the axe died that moment. When they go to the court, could be a year from now, could be 2 days after.
Yeah, so who suffers that loss?
The victim.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The victim suffers the loss. So that case, the victim is also paying. But not the 50% payment. He's paying the depreciation of his animal between the goring and the killing of the animal and the settlement.
Oh, you're talking about the share that he has to pay himself.
Right.
Not the other guy.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So Gemara said, Pchas Nevela, what do you, Tanina says already, Tashlumi Nezek, Melamed Shabailim Metaplim Benevela, that the owner of the dead animal has to deal with the carcass. Okay? Meaning, my ox kills your ox. Yeah? Now there's a dead animal. Who has to deal with that dead animal to sell it and get something from it? Me or you?
Victim.
The victim. The victim has to do it. So because the victim has to do it, and it depreciates, so he's losing out on that money.
Why wouldn't he sell it right away? He knows, they know that he died. That the axe died. He just sold it the day after. Why should you debate for depreciate?
Yeah, but the problem is you don't always have market days. You don't always have ability to find somebody right away.
Right,
but
it's not related to
the market.
You sell it immediately when the market is open.
When I get a buyer.
I understand, but you have to find a buyer. It wasn't so simple.
Okay, but it's not related to the court date anymore.
Right, I'm just saying though, the court will decide how much the carcass is worth, right, and how much it you damaged. I'll give you an example. We learned now the tampes have damages. Have damages. Yeah? So let's say my ox kills, tam, not the first three times, so I pay half damages, yeah? My ox kills your ox. Now, your ox, as a living ox, was worth $100. Now it's worth 50. It's worth 50 now. Yeah? How much do I have to pay you?
50.
Now I have to pay you 50.
The victim you're talking about.
No, how much does the one that damaged?
He has to pay
25.
Why not 50?
What's with the dead carcass is worth money?
25. You deduct that?
Yeah. She deducted.
Is it tircha or is there some benefit here?
No. The chiddush is who has to worry about selling it. So the Gemara said they learn out from a pasuk that tashlumi nezik, that the nezik, the guy that happened to has to pay for it. Let me tell you something. I killed your ox. It was worth $100. Now it's worth 50. Right? Okay. So $50 you still have. From the carcass of the animal.
Right.
How much did they damage you now?
$50.
So I paid you 25.
Why?
Because
you split it. I have to pay 50.
Why?
Because he lost $50.
No, he did. Yeah. But you have to pay half damages. That's half of the damage that he lost.
Torah says you pay half damages.
Oh. Half of the Torah says you pay half damages. Right? Got it?
Yeah.
So if the animals... Oh. Now, Who has to go and sell that animal for 50?
Victim.
The victim. What happens if when he killed him it was worth 50? Yeah? And now it's worth 40. So who lost on $10? The victim. So you have a case where the victim pays.
And voted.
Right. Gemara's question, if it's knas, he should be getting nothing, so what do you mean he's paying? So he's paying anyway the $10 of the depreciation of the animal from the killing until he sells it.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense. Let's say I killed your ex. Your ex was worth $100.
We're not talking, life. See, you.
Your ox
killed
your
ox.
My ox kills your ox. Okay? So if my ox never killed an ox before, the Torah says I only pay half of the damages. If my ox was a goring ox 3 times already, then I pay you full damages.
Of the alive?
Of the whole damage. Uh-huh. But the first 3 times, I pay half damages.
Half damage of the worth of the carcass?
Half damages of what I damaged.
Whatever the person lost.
Now, if the animal alive was $100, and now the animal dead is $50, how much did the guy lose?
$50.
He lost $50.
That's the formula by Torah.
That's the Torah formula, because okay. The Torah says you have to pay only half damages. Right? If I pay half damages, $50 I paid you, here's your carcass.
The same thing by Shaul Mu'ad. If you pay full damage, only pay 50. If you're worth $100, he has a novella which is worth $50.
Then you pay 50. Right.
You're not going to pay $100.
What's your $100 if you're getting...
Then go pay $150.
Then you're making business.
So the third time...
You're making money.
So the third time is the time that he has makes to pay sense, the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
No, the fourth time.
The fourth time.
That makes sense, yeah. I didn't get it.
So the fourth time he has to pay the whole $50.
If the carcass is worth, let's say, 25.
You pay 75.
Then you pay half of 75 the first 3 times. Right? Afterwards, you pay full 75.
Anyway, the needs like he lose something.
But in other words, what the Torah is saying, another thing over here, it's the same thing, but there's two ways of looking at it. Maybe the guy whose ox got killed says, listen, you killed my ox. It was worth $100. You give me $100. Take the dead body. Okay? Or can the guy say, no, you take the dead body and I'll give you the money you lost. Okay? So who has to deal with the dead body? Because it's a hassle. You have to sell it. You have to, it's a problem.
You have to drag it to the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hassle.
He's losing everything.
So the answer is, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, to Shlomi Nezik, Melamed teaches us that the owner, meaning the victim, has to deal with the carcass. And he can't say to the goring owner, the Mazik, the one that did the damage, you give me $100, I know you killed my ox, give me $100 and you take this. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to pay him the difference in the damages. But he keeps the carcass.
Can we do that from the very beginning?
What do you mean from the very beginning?
The first time. You say, here's the carcass, give me
$100. No.
The fourth time you can do it.
No. All times, the guy that got damaged, the Nizik he's called, he has to deal with the carcass.
Always the victim.
He's a poor always guy. He's losing both ways.
Yeah, he's
losing. And if his animal died, if his animal died, if the animal just died, what would be?
At least the other person should take care of the...
What?
Is it a lesson to protect your property?
Lesson to protect your property, and the owner of the ox and gourd has to watch his animal.
This one has any practical usage? Like nowadays?
Yeah, a dog. Your dog bites another dog.
There's no first time, second time here.
It happens all the time.
No. A dog bites another dog. It's not, like it says, it's only if the axe gores, because goring is not a normal thing. But if my axe goes into your field, and eats your crops, I have to pay full damages.
They need to add him too, right? To testify, right? Each time.
Well, if the guy denies it, yeah.
Why can't you use the example of dogs? Oh, because dogs are tamed, supposedly.
Dogs are more tamed officially.
Some dogs.
Some dogs.
So Gemara's question is like this. You're saying that Mishnah of a Mazik that they both pay is speaking by the depreciation of the carcass. Gemara said, but the depreciation of the carcass we learned already somewhere else. In the first part of that Mishnah. So why do I need the second Mishnah? So he says, you're right. One Mishnah tells us by Tam, and one Mishnah says by Moed. It says the same thing twice, that the guy ends up paying from the carcass. Yeah? But one is by a first three-time animal called Tam, and the second one is by the fourth time. And he said, with Tzrich, I need them both. The Yashmin and Tam, if it would only say by the case of Tam, that the carcass, the depreciation of the carcass is on the victim, Mishum Dakat, Ulayayid, because the animal, the gourd, wasn't warned yet. Okay? And the Torah was more lenient with him. But if a Moed was already warned, I would think that he's the damager, the gorer, is responsible for the depreciation of the carcass too. If it only say Moed, I would think, yeah, you know why Moed, the victim gets the carcass? We shouldn't become a Shalom Kula because he gets the whole damages. Okay? And therefore, Avol Tam Ei Malay V'Tam Not, so I need Tzrich, I need both cases. Okay? So bottom line is, the Gemara tried to prove from this whole Megillah here with the ox, yeah, that half damages is monetary instead of Knas, and the Gemara says, no, there's no proof from there because it could be either way. If it's fine, where do you have the guy paying? The depreciation of the carcass is what he's paying. Okay? Then, what?
Sorry, is it
in halacha?
Is it a knas or
mammon?
There's no halacha about this.
The halacha is this knas.
Yeah.
The
halacha
is this knas.
So that means if
the Gemara says. By the way, there's another difference. The Gemara is going to discuss later. There's another difference if it's knas or money. One thing we learned: if you're meider. Then a knas you don't pay, monetary you pay. But there's another din also. And that is, knas can only be collected in Eretz Yisrael with a bez din that has smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Like for instance, in halacha today, here, if somebody steals, there's no double. There's no kefil. Why? Because kefil is a fine. Like we said, fines can only be, not even in Bavel. Gemara is this, you'll see later, Gemara is in, Knosser Kog Mavis Bavel, you're collecting a fine in Bavel, it's against Halacha. You know what I mean? So, a Knas of the Torah, you can't collect outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Who said that?
What?
Where do we learn that there's only in Eretz Yisrael?
All the Gemara is going to learn the dinim of Knas later. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, and made the B'knas is Pater.
It can be done right now in Israel?
No, Israel also not today, because you need real smicha, not the paper that you get, which is, leave that out. you need real ish mi pi'ish, you know, from Moshe Rabbeinu directly and all that. So the difference would also be another difference if you could collect, if my ox today, you know, we have a Beverly Hills ox farm, you know, and my ox kills your ox and it's the first time, so you wouldn't be able to collect damages if you hold its knas.
But today?
Today we have civil laws, so it's a whole different story, so a lot of things go according to civil law. Torah says it goes according to civil law. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Toshma, come, I'll ask you another question. Ma bein tam lemuid, there's another Mishnah. What's the difference between tam and a muid? Now we know, one pays half, one pays whole. But the difference is like this. Hatam is shalim chazi nezik migufay. Tam is another interesting difference between tam and moed.
What is tam?
Tam is the first three times.
Okay.
And moed is when it was after. Okay? So the Mishnah said, what's one of the differences between tam and moed? Tam only pays from the body of the ox, the gourd. And moed pays, min aliyah means from the attic, meaning from your money. I'll give you an example. My ox kills your ox. Yeah? My ox was worth $25. Yeah? Your ox that my ox killed was worth $200. Your ox was a professional flower acrobat, who knows what. Okay? Whatever the case is, yeah?
Ferrari ox.
My ox was worth $25.
Ferrari ox.
Kills your ox, it's worth $200.
Yeah.
Yeah? So technically I would have to pay, let's forget about the carcass for a minute, yeah? I would have to pay $100. Half damages. Yeah? But because my ox is only worth $25, you're only gonna get $25.
This is
That's not fair.
First three times?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Wow. That's not fair.
Life is not fair. Get that in your heads. Oh, since when is life fair? Yeah. The thing is, it only pays me gufay from the body of the ox. Okay? So let's say the ox is worth $100, so then yeah, you'll get $100. But you can't get paid more than the ox is worth. After three times, doesn't matter what my ox is
worth.
Wait a
minute. The one that was killed was the expensive ox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the $25 ox killed the $200 ox.
Yeah.
Right?
It could happen.
Okay, fine. That's for sure it could.
You can have a $5 knife that can kill $1 million person.
That's true. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, after the expensive ox dies, the owner of the cheap ox, he only pays the worth of his ox?
That's it.
Why is that? I don't understand.
It's not fair.
Because that's what the Torah says.
But that's
the first three times, right? First three times.
Yeah,
that's how I said.
But how about the fourth
time?
What happens?
So in other words, a VW bug slams into a Rolls Royce.
1 second.
And they learn has to pay the value.
It's not an ox. It says, V'chotzu is kaspei. Should they divide its worth? And the Gemara learns, out from the pasuk. V'chotzu is kaspei. The Torah says, you divide the money, but the first three times, tam, right? Divide the money. So it says, the worth of the animal did the damage. That's what Mishnah says in Bava Kamma.
Okay.
The bottom line is it logical? No. But that's what the Torah says. Torah says that's it.
Why not just that the guy should pay half of it?
Because the Torah says, my ox didn't do it. His first time or second time or third time he killed. It's not a normal thing to do. I really shouldn't be paying you anything. So you're not going to get more than what my ox is worth.
Okay.
Here's my. By the way, I'll tell you a little secret. What happens if a $200 ox killed a $25 ox?
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, so the guy is only going to get half of 25. Forget the carcass, whatever. Let's say the carcass is worthless.
That makes sense.
He's going to get half of 25.
Yeah.
My ox is worth tough luck. In other words, you can't get more than the value of the ox that killed, but you don't necessarily get.
But you can get less.
You can get less.
Right? You said a $200 ox kills a $25 ox.
Yeah.
He's only going to get $12.50.
$12.50.
Wow. That makes sense.
But the Chiddush, and again, is it logical? That's not logical. It doesn't have to, but this is what the Torah says, you pay.
Okay.
Torah says, if the ox is only worth $25, that gourd, the ox is killed. That's what the guy said. Look, Shatam Mishalim Chazi Nazik Migufay. The Tam only pays half damages from the body of the animal, the damaged, meaning you can't get more. Moed, Mishal Nezik Shom Min Aliyah. Okay?
With Moed, he has to pay $25.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't, yeah.
More.
No, no. If the $25 killed a $200 ox, he pays $200.
But he's talking about the 25 was killed.
25 was killed?
25 was killed.
Yeah, but that's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about the 25 killed the 200.
Wait, if the 200 killed the 25, wouldn't he have to pay 100?
Why? Oh. 25. I damaged you 25. Were you making money?
You go by the value of man. No.
100% of the value of the animal was killed.
The animal that was killed. Yeah.
Okay.
When it's one more, it's
I have $10,000 windows, and you have a $100 window, and I bust your window. I have to pay my windows or your windows, right? I killed my ox, not me. My ox killed your ox. By the way. If I killed your ox, the person, I'd take full damages.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it was intentional.
No, because I'm a person. I'm intentional always, whatever. Yeah? By the way, it doesn't matter. Even if it's not intentional. If you break something in your sleep that was there before you went to sleep, you have to pay.
Full price.
Full price. People always pay for it. There's no half price pay people. Okay. If I went to sleep, okay, on a bed, and next to the bed was a bunch of your dishes. In the middle of the night, they fell on top of your dishes and broke them. So even though I did it in my sleep, I have to pay full damages. Not me, not my ox, me. But, I'll tell you why. But, if I went to sleep, and while I was sleeping, you put the dishes there. And then I broke them, then I don't have to pay. It's logically very simple.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you know when you go to sleep,
right.
Even the guy that turns and twists in bed,
yeah.
If they'll go to sleep on a cot, they're not going to fall off.
Right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Because the person, the Gemara says, Adam Mu'ed La'elam, Bein Ard, Bein Yashan, by a person, if I am sleeping and I know there's dishes next to me, I have the ability to control myself. You know, if you go to sleep and you really want to wake up at a certain time, you'll wake up without an alarm clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Why? No, because the person is in control. So if I went to sleep and the kalim were there, that means I knew the kalim were there, so I have responsibility in my sleep to make sure that...
Well, you could have moved them before you went to sleep. You could have just moved them out of the way.
But they didn't. But what happens if I went to sleep and then you brought the dishes? So how am I supposed to know my sleep you brought the dishes? So then I don't have to pay. And we're coming back here. Now, the Mishnah says, what's the difference between tam and mu'ed in payment? Tam pays from the body, and mu'ed pays from the pocket. Right? So Gemara says, 1 minute. There's another difference, according to you, that if you admit, if your whole tam is knas, not money, knas, so there's another difference. If it's tam, you don't pay, if you admit. Because it's knas, right? Made up of knas, you admit the fine, you don't pay. But if you hold its money, then you would pay. Correct? So why does the Mishnah, this is a proof that it has to be monetary. That half money, payment is monetary. Because if it's a fine, there's another difference between tam and mu'ed. Mu'ed, even if I admit, I pay. And tam, because it's knas, if I admit, I don't pay. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that difference, the Mishnah is talking differences between tam and mu'ed, right? And the Mishnah says tam pays from the body, and mu'ed doesn't pay from the body. Mu'ed pays from the pocket, yeah. But there's another difference. Tam, if you admit, you don't pay. Mu'ed, if you admit, you do pay, right? The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that shows that even by tam, if you admit, you have to pay. Which shows that it's money, not knas.
If it's tam, if you don't admit, you don't pay? Let me get this straight.
No, I'm saying if you get caught.
If you get caught, you have to pay, you have witness.
But if I admit before I got caught, and it's a fine, then I don't pay.
If you hold that, it's fine.
Yeah, but the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that difference, that means the Mishnah doesn't hold that difference. Which implies that half the nezek of a tam is also money. And therefore there's no difference between tam and mu'ed. Right? In admitting, if tam is money, even if I admit I have to pay. If it's knas, I don't have to pay. Mu'ed is always money. It's money, it's not a fine. Okay? Now, if I hold tam is knas and mu'ed isn't, then there's a difference in payment between mu'ed and tam. If I admit my guilt by tam, I don't pay. If you hold it's knas. And by mu'ed, I would have to pay anyway because it's not knas. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that difference between the two? Obviously, if the Mishnah doesn't say it, it's because the Mishnah doesn't hold of that. And the Mishnah holds, even by tam, if you admit, you pay. Why? Because our Mishnah holds that it's moment, not knas. So how can the opinion say it's knas? So Gemara says, no, ton of ishaya. The ton leaves over a lot of things it doesn't say. In other words, this is another rule in the Gemara. If the Tana, Machal, any mission, any inyan in Gemara, yeah? If a Tana says there's a difference between A and B, okay? And the mission enumerates a few differences and leaves out another difference between the two, it shows the mission doesn't hold of it. It mentions these differences, and this difference it doesn't mention. Obviously, they don't hold it. There's a difference between the two. But if there's a bunch of things a Mishnah leaves out,
there's no proof
that the Mishnah doesn't hold of that. Why? The Mishnah doesn't say the difference between this and this. So if I'm saying all the differences except one, why didn't I mention that one? Because I don't hold of it. But if there's 10 differences between A and B, and they mentioned three, that doesn't mean we don't hold of all the other seven. The Mishnah is not a peddler, the Gemara's expression. The Mishnah is not a peddler, has to say all details. So the Gemara's question over here is, if you hold it's Knas, why doesn't the Mishnah differentiate also between Tam and Mu'ed about admitting? So the Gemara said, because the Mishnah doesn't say a lot of differences between Tam and Mu'ed. So with this one it also doesn't mention. Just because it doesn't mention it doesn't mean it doesn't hold of it. Okay? So Gemara says, Mashayah Dahay Shayah. What else did... Okay, so what? Tell me other differences that he leaves out. We're trying to figure out other differences that he leaves out. Right? So he says, Tanya Shayah Chatzi Kaifer. Okay? Now, there's another difference like this. If an axe kills a person, okay, if an axe kills an axe, you pay half damages, correct? What happens if an axe kills a person? A tam axe. I mean, the first three times. So it says, the axe shall die. Okay? But the owner pays nothing to the person. Not even half kaifer. Kaifer is like redemption fee. If a mu'ed kills a person, then the Torah says, not only do you kill the ox, but the owner of the ox has to pay full damages, whatever the evaluation is of the person they killed. Okay? So that's another difference between tam and mu'ed. Tam doesn't pay half damages if it kills a person, mm-hmm. And a mu'ed does pay full damages when it kills a person.
Full damage of the person.
Of the person.
Why by the shore you pay half, by half, person doesn't pay half?
Huh?
Why by the person doesn't pay half or by the shul pay half? Why is it different?
For a tam.
By tam.
For a tam?
Yeah, why should it be different?
Because the Torah says clearly, stone the axe, obala sharnaki.
There's a logic or no logic?
Nope.
But killing the shul makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
That we don't want to, God has a rachmor on the animal. Oh, this is the one that killed the walk in the city.
Okay, but it's it's more than that also. It's the fact that somebody was killed through the ox, something terrible, the person died through the ox, you have to get rid of it. Because the takala came about through it.
That's with the tom or what? That's the tom.
The tom.
Even the tom.
Even the tom. Both cases, the ox gets stoned. One time, the Torah says, Kray for Yusha Salav. One time, it says, the owner is free.
But the fourth time, you
pays everything.
And also pay the half damages of the person.
Right.
Full damages
of the person.
Well, I thought if it's a muad and it kills the person, that even the owner gets to death.
No.
Never like that? Don't say the owner's fine.
No. So the Gemara says, so you see, here there's another difference between tam and mu'ad. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not left over. Why not? Because hamani Rabbi Yosi aglilihi. It goes according to Rabbi Yosi aglilihi that says, a tam does pay half kafer. There's an argument, if a tam kills a person, so one of the opinion we just had was he doesn't pay anything. Rabbi Yosi aglilihi says, no, he pays half.
And then goes for what?
1 minute. So then there's no difference between tam and mu'ad anymore. So if that's the case, the Mishnah is not letting any cases that are not differentiating between the two.
So that's not a difference.
Either way, you have to pay half damage of the person.
Right.
And kill the beast.
Right. Because there's no that's the difference between tam and mu'ad.
That makes more sense.
Tell a little secret. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi aglilihi. The halacha is like the chachamim.
It's kind of interesting, you know, if you think about it, because if an ox is a tom, if it gets stolen when it's a tom, how did it become a muad? Everybody simply kills a person once it's a tom. How does it become a muad?
No, first three times he killed another ox, but the fourth time became a muad.
You know, you could discuss this whole thing very philosophically.
No, if you kill the ox as a tom, it kills a person, right?
When it kills a person, it doesn't worry.
The Gemara says, the Gemara discusses this, by the way, a person has mazel. An animal doesn't have mazel. Okay? If a person was killed, he had bad mazel. Right? So why should the owner of the ox pay for it? Think about it. You got killed, okay, your time came, that's it. Why should I pay?
And why should, like the mark, why should come from your roof? It has to be something irresponsible that came, Takala came through you.
So now the question is like this. Is my ox, and that was the argument in the Gemara, if it's half moment of knas. The question is, when my ox, am I responsible for my ox, which normally doesn't go out and damage? Am I supposed to think my ox is going to go out and damage?
You should always think about it. You should always... They're animals, they're not humans. Yeah,
that's the argument. Do oxen normally go out and kill things? Or not? That's the argument. If it's knas or moment.
If it's
becheskes shimur, if it's considered watched or not.
But if it kills a person one time,
The ox is killed.
The ox is killed. That's what I'm saying. So how does it become a muad once it's killed?
That's a good question. The Gemara in Bava Kamma asks a question. If the ox is killed,
how do you become
a muad?
That's what I mean.
Well, first three times you killed another ox.
What? I'm saying when it kills a person, though.
He's asking if an ox kills a person three, how is it possible an ox to kill a person three times?
Oh, did it become a muad?
if you killed the ox the first time. The Gemara says, before they brought the ox to Beis Din, before an accident, he went out and killed somebody else.
Wow. Two other people.
Right. Okay. Wow. I mean, it's possible. Okay.
Stampede. Stampede.
Thank you.